I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/February for details.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
The Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking your temperature. Get it at Walgreens or other fine retailers today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step.
Is it Chesterfield or Chestafield?
Chesta, they just dropped the R.
Chesta?
Is it St. Charles or St. Charles?
Charles.
Okay. Then the commercials are correct.
And it's Floss and...
See, I haven't heard that. I haven't heard us run that yet. That'll be next.
You know, there's something about doing this crappy job day in and day out that makes me want to kill myself.
Well, tell me about it.
Who was that?
That was Lauren.
Wow. Really? Boy, she's fed up.
She's had it. She has had it.
Wow.
Well, people would have to work here to understand how you get driven to that point. You know, it's just a different kind of environment. Good afternoon and welcome to the Groundhog Day edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. One of the dumbest, it's not even a holiday. I almost said one of the dumbest holidays.
I know.
It's not even a holiday. One of the dumbest things that, how did it even become something we continue to acknowledge? Because it's completely stupid.
I don't know. Maybe somebody wanted something in February because February is such a dull month.
And come on, but something better. Well, we have Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we do.
And that's not dull because that's the day everybody has sex.
Most of the time.
No, hold on. Not everybody. But you're right. And what about March? March is equally dull. Give me a big holiday in March or a big
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, which I don't care anything about. But you're right. We got St. Patrick's Day.
But usually it's nothing to look forward to this day because usually it's always
This is the doldrums. This is the unexciting time of the year. But Groundhog Day doesn't do anything to make it any more exciting. It doesn't change the weather. Nobody gives groundhog gifts to each other. You don't dress up and go out for groundhog's parties.
The only thing good that has come out of Groundhog Day is the movie with Bill Murray.
I agree.
Yes.
And I'm going to try to find it, watch it tonight, because I can't see that movie too many times. There's certain movies you can't watch them twice, okay? I'll give you an example. Seven with Brad Pitt.
Well, yeah, once the ending.
Yeah, once you know the ending, why would you ever watch it again? And I'll give you another one. Silence of the Lambs. I don't want to see that again.
That and what's the one with Bruce Willis and...
Die Hard.
I See Dead People. No.
No. Yeah, you're right. Right. You're right, because once you know the big secret, the big payoff...
Yeah, I've never seen it again, I'm sure.
Yeah, you don't want to see it again. But Groundhog Day...
Well, and I'm looking...
My goodness, you can watch it 100 times.
And I'm looking at the... Oh, yes, that's in my top five movies of all time.
What, Groundhog Day?
Oh, absolutely.
I didn't know
that. Yes, yeah. Bill Murray, to me, is... Especially in that movie... but I'm looking at the Groundhog Day Wikipedia page here, and so they have a list of predictions of various groundhogs since 2008. So not Phil Punxsutawney Phil is Punxsutawney not the only Phil. Groundhog that does this throughout
what?
The Yes.
Oh, no, we have one at the zoo or something.
So Punxsutawney Phil saw a shadow, so it's 6 more weeks of winter. But Staten Island Chuck, he did not see a shadow, so he's saying in early spring.
Well, by the way, if it's going to be Punxsutawney Phil, it should be Staten Island Stan, yeah. not Chuck.
Dunkirk Dave from Dunkirk, New York, didn't see a shadow, so he's saying early spring. Balzac Billy. Balzac Billy from Balzac, Alberta, Canada. He did not see a shadow. So
goodness, depending on where you live, you will or you won't, it doesn't mean anything.
Chattanooga Chuck saw a shadow, so he's saying 6 more weeks. Do you want all the names here?
Sure.
Bill is in Marion, Ohio.
Bill the Groundhog.
Chuckles is in Manchester, Connecticut. Cocalico Cal is from Ephrata, Pennsylvania.
Cocalico Cal.
Now you're talking.
Dover Doug is from Dover, Pennsylvania. Fred.
Fred.
Fred is from Val d'Espoir, Quebec. French Creek Freddy is in French Creek, West Virginia.
By the way, these are all, this makes Groundhog Day even more stupid. Now that I know they've got these many groundhogs.
35 different groundhogs here on General Beauregard Lee from Lilburn, Georgia. Did not see it. Yeah, so it's about half and half.
And do all of these towns have a little ceremony where they march?
I bet they do.
Bring him out in the box and take
the local news crew is there to film.
I wonder if Punxsutawney, I guess that's where they started this. That's why we know Punxsutawney Phil is so popular.
Well, yeah.
How many Punxsutawney Phils are there? And is Punxsutawney Phil kind of like Lassie, who we thought was a girl but was really a boy?
Oh.
Maybe Punxsutawney Phil is maybe Punxsutawney Phyllis.
Yeah.
I mean, how would you know? I can't tell a male groundhog from a female groundhog.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here. Okay, so this is the Punxsutawney Phil has his own Wikipedia page.
Oh, my goodness.
It said, according to stormfacts.com, Punxsutawney Phil, as of 2015, has made 119 predictions. The site states that the predictions have proved correct 39% of the time.
Wow, that's
so it's
really
not
impressive.
Even 50.
That's
it's not like, even 50%.
It's just like the weather people on TV.
Yeah, and that's far better than Sylvia Brown had.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, it really is a ridiculous thing. But it started with the Germans, apparently, in Pennsylvania. There was an old custom where they had a badger.
It's an excuse to make hot toddies or something.
I guess,
it's
just, for a party.
You know, yeah, people want an excuse to have a party. Super Bowl is an excuse to have a party. And, Pian, I'm sure you were in heaven with Katy Perry yesterday.
I was.
Yes. her second outfit was a little better than the first one.
I don't like the hair pulled up so tight it looks like her head's going to cave in.
I don't care.
Oh, with the ponytail?
Yeah, I don't like that.
I didn't care anything. I just loved Katy Perry. I thought the halftime show was tremendous.
Well, she's got the theatrics down. That's
for sure. Oh, my goodness.
Here's the giant lion?
Yeah, here's the thing. Just when you think, okay, Michael Jackson has a rocket pack on his back or something, what else could they do? Then they do it. That big lion thing, that was unbelievable.
That was cool.
I mean, that made the Lion King set on Broadway look like a joke. This thing was just, I just sat there thinking. And by the way, the music had nothing to do with it. The music was irrelevant.
Yeah, it's just generic.
It was the theatrics. It was the costumes. It was the robotics. It was the flying around the stage on the same thing. I'm sure that they moved that camera around on that wiring system.
Right.
You almost didn't even pay attention to the music. She could have flubbed lyrics. Now, who would have known? Nobody would have known. They're watching the other stuff. And I've said this many times before. They're going to get to a point where they're going to try to do something that is impossible to do in 15 minutes. Clear that field, put it back in shape, and some disaster's going to happen. Something's going to explode. I mean, I can't believe there hasn't been a gigantic technical glitch yet. But there hasn't.
Yeah, really.
If you think about it, with everything that has to be synchronized and has to hit at exactly the right time, and it always does.
And when did they really start doing these elaborate Super Bowl halftime shows.
It used to be a stage and a band.
Yeah.
Here's Hank Jr. I mean, you know, and he sang a couple of songs, and that was the end of it. Or, forever and ever, it was marching bands.
Yeah, I wonder if the first couple of Super Bowls, it was marching band.
I guarantee it was.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, too, I'm kind of glad that's over because that gets old. That act gets real.
Oh, yeah.
Look, they're making an S.
Hey, look, it's the flag. They've got red and white and blue hats, and it looks like a flag. Yay. And then they change formations, and oh, my goodness, look, it's a dog talking.
And if you're down low, you can't tell what the heck they're doing. You have to be up high.
The people who paid all the money to see, you know, what are they doing? What are they? Are they supposed to be making something? But at home, yeah, we get to see it. Yeah, that I'm glad that's over because as good as some of it was. And here's the other thing. You work and you work and you work on it. You're in the band. Okay, you're marching and your parents are watching. Where's Jimmy? I mean, they don't know. Every band person looks the same. I think that's him. I think that's him. That's Jimmy. No. That guy's got a beard. No, that's Jimmy. I mean, you work that hard for zero recognition.
Start at the flutes and then count 62 people in.
You know what I do? If I were in the band at halftime, and they still have it, college things, and I'm in that... I would just lie down because then you're going to get lots of attention. Apparently, one of the band members has fallen. We don't know if he's injured. Everything, and then you jump up and go, ta-da! And you,
that's a great joke.
And the camera's on you, and you're on the big screen. And of course, they go, "Well, that fool did that on purpose. He fell down." Well, you know what? You're the only one whose name they'll know who was in that band routine, or have your pants fall down, or something. Well, you know. While you're marching, or if you're carrying the big bass drum, boom, 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 burst, knock a hole in it on purpose, hit it so hard, or, you know, before the event, weaken it somehow, take a knife so that when you hit it, it knocks a big hole in it.
Man.
And I guarantee you the camera will zoom in and they'll go, oh my goodness, one of the bass drums just had a huge hole knocked in. You'll be the star. And there are things you can do that aren't criminal. To get attention. If Mr. Burke were here and he's not, he'd say, does anybody have anything to say? I know you do. It's been a weekend. I know you do.
An entire weekend?
Yeah, you have to have something.
I just have something about about the football game yesterday.
What football game?
Yeah. There was a football
that's
game
right.
On.
There was a yeah, there was. There was.
It was a good game for the most part, I thought.
I think it's exactly the kind of game people want, where something happens at the end, you go, oh, my goodness, I can't believe that happened.
They want. If I'm a Seattle fan, which I don't like either team, I hate the Patriots more than I hate Seattle.
But you had to still feel horrible for them.
I thought, what are you doing passing on second down? And I'm not a huge football fan, so I don't know everything about every play and everything, you know, about the... all the technical aspects of the play.
But I get what you're saying. Why take that risk of an interception when you're that close?
You have a second down, and you have a timeout left. And
you have three shots at it.
You have one of the best running backs in football that could gain a half a yard easily. And then you decide to throw the ball. I think they outsmarted themselves.
Yeah.
They thought, we'll play around with Bill Belichick, and we'll fake him out and pass the ball.
Didn't work too well.
But then Kraft at the end, when he was doing his speech, did you see him?
No.
What an idiot. That guy is such an idiot.
Is he the Kraft, like Kraft cheese?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah, he's the owner.
What does he need with the football team? He sells a lot of cheese and mayonnaise. And
I don't know, but he's the
that's
owner
right, Red Boy.
Of the Patriots. He's such an idiot.
Well, no, hold on. He can't be that big an idiot.
Well, he's
he
got
owns
all the
him
money.
And we don't.
Yeah, I know. I know, but just his speech.
And he owned him for 20-something years? I mean, imagine the money this guy's
He's owned him for quite a while.
Yeah.
Because there was talk about the New England Patriots coming here to St. Louis at one point.
I think that's when he stepped in and bought them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What happened, though? What did he say?
He was talking about the first Super Bowl win was just tremendous. And this one... Oh my goodness! You'd have to go on and see what he said. I'm sure it's up online.
Listen to any of those post game interviews. They're all the same. They're stupid.
This one is just as sweet, or something. I can't remember what he said, but it
apparently
was just,
you can't. That's a good story.
No, it was. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, way to go, Dan. You know how to tell a story.
I know.
For those who didn't hear, let me repeat Dan's story. Hey, did you see the owner of the Patriots, that interview? He said something like, first victory or Super Bowl, but I don't remember what he said. They said something. That's a great story.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you,
and
Dan.
He's not the cheese craft.
Oh, he's not?
It's a craft group. It's
Dan lied to the audience
group.
I thought he was the cheese craft guy.
Dan misled the audience.
Yeah, I don't think...
Okay, then I'm the idiot.
No, don't be so hard.
Oh, come on now.
No, you're not. You're not an idiot.
Come on, I gave a great speech, just like he did.
I thought that was the craft. When I think of craft, that's what I think.
Yeah, now you do.
Now I know.
That's it for me.
All right.
I have
here's Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The commercials are terrible, just by the way.
I agree.
They haven't been a must-see. You know, it used to be 10, 15 years ago, that was the best part of the game almost.
The last few years, with the exception of maybe two.
I don't know why it's changed. But
what was that Jeff Bridges thing? What the heck was
that? That's his new deal
in
now.
Jeff's brain or whatever?
He's selling that stuff. He's making noises like that and selling that on a CD or something.
That was stupid.
Yeah, it's very weird.
And what is Square? It's for Squarespace. I think that's like a, is it like a website builder or something, I think? I don't know.
Who knows?
And the one, the dead kid one, did you see that? The nationwide one where this little kid goes, I wish I could do this and that, but I'm dead. And it was essentially nationwide saying, let us take care of your most important things in life with insurance.
That's horrible.
Yeah, they got a lot of flack from that, and they had to come out with a statement, and everyone's talking about that.
The Brady Bunch was my favorite. Oh yeah, what was that one?
It was a Snickers.
That
whoever that guy was, and he was talking about he was Marsha talking.
Who
about.
Who is it, Colin? Oh wait, Colin's telling me. Oh,
it's Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo. There you go. Oh, that.
I don't even know who that is.
He's on one of those shows. I don't know, Colin. What show? He doesn't know. The one thing I had, we're going to talk about this guy later. We posted a video on our Facebook page, and we're going to talk more about the story later. But this guy in Detroit that has a 20-mile commute.
Well, his job is 23 miles from him.
And he walks most of it. He does take the bus some, but he walks most of it. And he's done that for over 10 years, I think, since his car broke down 10 years ago.
Yeah.
He hasn't been able to. We'll talk about that more later. And one thing I just had to mention, loyal listeners Gus and Suzanne of Gus's Pretzels sent Archie a nice little onesie here.
That was very nice. I hate saying that word. It sounds gay.
Which one?
Onesie.
I know. I don't know what else to call it.
We got to come up with another name for it. How about a one piece?
Just
a one piece.
Oh, that sounds like a swimsuit.
Yeah.
Well, but that sounds better than onesie.
Yes, I think so. Yeah, it's like.
Well, you got him some shoesies?
It's like veggies.
And some, let's get him some hatsies and glovesies and onesies and shoesies.
But that was very nice of them. They're big listeners, so they sent Archie that and a little book, too.
How about unisuit?
A unisuit?
Yeah, it's a unisuit. It's one piece.
There you go.
Well, that's like unitard. Leotard too. I think
I've never even heard
like
of
a that. Wrestling. I think they call that a unitard.
I think so.
But that was all I had.
One piece. That sounds like that's half a swimsuit.
Baby clothes.
No, that doesn't say it's one thing that zips up that has feet in it.
Yeah, they have to have a name for each item because you just say baby clothes. That's just gonna.
Oh, there's sleep sacks now. Get out of here. Yeah, there's.
Hey, instead of onesies, what if we call it one of those one-piece things that zips up with feet in it? There's your name, right?
No, it doesn't have feet in it.
No, this one doesn't have feet in it.
Oh, it doesn't. I thought all those onesies had feet in them.
I don't think that's... Those are pajamas. What the heck are those called? I don't think those are called onesies.
Yeah, I wonder. This is for women to figure.
Onesies.
What are we doing?
Yeah,
onesies.
Sleep sack. That's the newest thing, though, because the babies can't have any blankets or anything in the crib anymore. Because of SIDS. Yeah.
We're going to take a break. I tell you what I'd like to do when we come back from the break, and I'd like to ask you folks to do this. I know that the Super Bowl is a big deal to a lot of people. It's bigger than the World Series. I mean, because it's a one-game thing. It's like, that's it. And it's a big lead-up to it, and it's 2 days worth of programming. But here's my question. I know, listening right now, is somebody who doesn't give a hoot about the Super Bowl, and you didn't watch any of it. What did you watch yesterday? I'd be curious to hear from those of you who the Super Bowl means nothing to you. You don't even care. You don't want to watch it. What did you watch? Because most of us don't even know what else was on yesterday.
Did anybody watch the Puppy Bowl? They have a Puppy Bowl.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's halftime stuff, though.
Yeah.
But that's
no, that wasn't even halftime. That was on before the Super Bowl, and it was on
Animal
Planet.
Okay, but it's not on during. It's not competing with the Super Bowl. Yeah. I'm talking about... I feel bad for any programming, and I guess most of it was rerun-type stuff. Why would you throw out your good product opposite the Super Bowl? But I know there are people who watch something else. They go, Super Bowl, who cares about that? What did you watch? I'd like to. And we're not going to criticize you. I'd be the last person to criticize you. I don't know anything about sports. Sports didn't really mean anything to me. But, you know, like most people, I watched as much as I could. Because of other things that happened the last couple of days, I wasn't able to watch it all. I was on the phone a lot. But I'd like to know after the break, what did you watch? You did not watch any and didn't care anything about Super Bowl. And that's not a fault. I just want to acknowledge that there are people out there whose lives don't revolve around the Super Bowl. We'll do that after the break, after we talk to you about Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Now, the one thing that will make your house look even older than it is the kitchen. Second thing is the bathroom. That's what people look at when they come in your house. Nobody pays any attention to the bedroom. They probably don't go in the bedroom. Who is it that's going in your bedroom when they come to your house? They got no business being in there. And then that wasted living room that a lot of houses have. You know, you walk in and over to the right's a little living room, and then there's a dining room nobody uses but twice a year. Don't pay attention to that either. That's just walls and a couch and a couple of tables. But they pay attention to the kitchen, and you do too because you're in it probably every day. Now, the best way to bring your house into 2015 is to completely remodel the kitchen. And then if you want to, a year or two later, if you have the money, at the same time, you do the bathroom. Who's going to do that? You going to do it? Your brother-in-law going to do it with those tools he's got? I don't think so. You can have one of these We Do Kitchens for $5,000 people do it? You can do that, but you're not going to be happy with it. Thompson Price. Remember to make sure the name Price is in the company you're dealing with. And here's why that name actually is worth. It's a man's name, but it's great that it's in the name of the business because for the price you pay, you're going to want the best of the best. Their stuff is not inexpensive, but you will get every dollar's worth. You will, for years and years and years, go, this is some of the best money we ever spent. Boy, do those people know what they're doing. And those people are the people at Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, the showroom, is on Manchester, about a half mile east of 270, in the shopping center with TJ Maxx and next to McAllister's Deli. That shopping center that has just been completely redone, and it's gorgeous, and their new sign is spectacular. That's the showroom. Go in there. Register, because this is it. This is the last week. Register for that space-age toilet conversion kit that they're going to put on your toilet where the seat's always going to be warm, and you're going to get washed and dried. And it's, I know it sounds foreign. Those people over there use bidets and stuff. This is better than a bidet. This is all in one in your existing toilet. Registered now. Go in there and just say, I'm here to register for the toilet conversion thing. You'll get it. You'll get it installed. The winner has it all for nothing. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Here's the website, thompsonprice.com.
Meet me.
And for a look at traffic, here's Tim Weiland.
Well, right now, traffic's looking pretty good around town. We just have one incident, and that's an accident reported at southbound 141 at Gravois Bluffs, and then northbound 55. You're heavy in that right lane from Park to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's easy to use on a baby and perfect for the whole family. A gentle forehead scan is all you need for an accurate temperature. Get yours at Walmart and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's time for the women to have their turn. Tonight, the Mizzou women's basketball team travels to Louisiana to take on the LSU Lady Tigers. Tip-off time is 6 p.m. Catch all the action right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
What is Broadway Ford Truck Sales, you ask? For sales, service, parts, and rentals, there's only one that's the real deal, Broadway Ford Truck Sales. Hey, don't take my word for it. Here's someone who knows Broadway Ford Truck Sales inside and out.
Hi, I'm Terry Wojtowicz, sales manager at Broadway Ford Truck Sales. We are proud to be serving the St. Louis area since 1964. That's over 50 years of continuous sales, service, parts, rental, and long-term leasing. As a Ford Business Preferred dealer, we specialize in Ford commercial vehicles, but we also carry the full line of personal trucks and SUVs. If you're in the market for a new or used truck, then Broadway Ford Truck Sales can help you. Stop by or give us a call at 314-241-9140 or online at BroadwayTruck.com.
Stop by Broadway Ford Truck Sales at 1506 South 7th in the Soulard Market area. Check them out on the web at BroadwayTruck.com or give them a call at 314-241-9140. A proud member of the Ford Business Preferred Network.
Truck lovers, are you ready for winter? Is your truck ready? Pure Performance Automotive Center in St. Charles can get your truck or automobile ready for the harsh winter months that are upon us. With a 20,000 square foot showroom and an expert staff ready to serve you, Pure Performance has all of the extra upgrades that your truck needs, including those specialty items that you just can't get from dealerships. Located just off Highway 70 on Truman Boulevard, Pure Performance stocks a huge selection of wheels, tires, and off-road accessories. If you're looking for tonneau covers or floor mats, if you need bed liners or lift kits, if your gas vehicle doesn't have the power, fuel mileage, or performance you've come to expect, visit Pure Performance today. As one of the largest independent retail parts and installation stores in the Midwest, Pure Performance is a fully equipped one-stop shop for everything automotive. Pure Performance. Highway 70 and Truman Boulevard in St. Charles. Pure Performance. 636-946-8554. PurePerformance.com.
It's so low, the phones are ringing off the hooks. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75% fixed with an APR of 3.776.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're as big as Golden Oak Lending, you can do things others won't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed. APR 3.776. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
And just announced, our FHA mortgage insurance premiums have dropped 0.5%. If you have an FHA loan, call now.
Golden Oak Lending.
FHA 15-year fixed 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Are you ready to succeed in 2015? Say goodbye to those extra inches and say hello to the medical weight loss program that will change your life.
The Fast Track Plan at Advanced Medical Weight Loss RX. Lose up to 30 pounds in 23 days with a medically supervised weight loss program with a 90% success rate.
Do you suffer from metabolic syndrome, obesity type 1, 2, or 3, type 2 diabetes? Have you tried and failed over and over again? Then you're the perfect candidate.
Don't delay. Call now for a free consultation. 618-509-5290.
That's 618-509-5290. Find out about the 23-day Fast Track Package, where you'll visit one-on-one with Dr. Bridget Brasfield
and get a customized prescription appetite control plan that will take the weight off in a hurry.
Appointment times are filling up fast, so you better call right now. 618-509-5290. That's 618-509-5290 or online at advancedmedicalweightlossrx.com.
With approved health assessment, call for details, limited time only. Results vary. New clients only. Not valid with other offers.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Would you like a cleaning product that can be used in the garage, the laundry, and the kitchen, and save space in your cabinet? Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. Concentrated all-purpose Simple Green is the answer for versatile cleaning throughout your home and garage. I'm so certain you'll love Simple Green. If you're not 100% satisfied, I'll give you your money back. To learn more, visit us at simplegreen.com. Simple Green,
Simple Green. Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
With a life on the farm, kind of laid back, ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. Thank God I'm country boy.
I can't believe I remember the words of this. It was an odd star, John Denver. You know, he looked like Martina Navratilova.
He did.
And he was not like anybody else who at the time had hit music. He almost looked like a Muppet character or something. Those big old round glasses, which he eventually lost, got rid of, got contacts. That Buster Brown bangs haircut. But what a voice. And I loved his music. And
he was perfect in the movie, Oh God.
Oh my goodness. It was a fantastic performance. And when he died, there was a guy on the radio who I won't name because I don't particularly like the guy. And he didn't particularly like me, and that's fine. It all works out. But he and I are as different as night and day. And I heard him say that there was a song that John Denver had that most people don't know about that was his favorite song. And as soon as he said that, I thought, oh, my goodness, that's my favorite. So sometimes when you think you have nothing in common, you really do. And it's my favorite John Denver song, too. And it's called Some Days Are Diamonds. And the lyrics are essentially, some days are diamonds, some days are stone. Sometimes the hard times won't leave you alone. Sometimes the cold wind blows a chill in my bone. Some days are diamonds, some days are stone. And it's a simple message that you have great days and you have horrible days. And I've always loved that song. And John Denver, well, the testament to how well he did it, I've never heard anybody else sing that song. Nobody else recorded it that I know of. Maybe they did, but it didn't go anywhere.
The first concert I ever went to.
Peon, can you pull it while we'll dance talk?
At the Kiel,
Some Days Are Diamonds.
At the Kiel Auditorium, we went to see John Denver with a friend of mine's sister, and we were, I can't remember how old we were, maybe 14, maybe 15 tops, and that was the first time I smelled pot.
And is that when you said, I want to be on stage sometime and be a musician?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen, it's a great song. Let's just leave it there. When you ask how I've been here without you, I like to say I'm doing fine.
I like to say I've been fine,
and I do.
And I do.
Crank her up a little bit.
But we both know the truth is hard to come by.
And he had the perfect voice for this kind of song.
And if I told the truth, that's not quite true. Some days a diamond, some days a stone.
I love this song.
Sometimes the hard times won't leave me
alone. Sometimes
the
hard times won't leave me alone. Everybody's been there.
Sometimes the cold wind blows a chill in my bones. Some days a diamond, some days a stone.
You know, play it all.
Did he write his own music?
Not much of it, but he wrote some. And he was big on the whole Colorado Mountain, Rocky Mountain High thing. And his whole theme was in the Rockies, and he loved the Rockies. But he had an unhappy life, like a lot of these people. He was an alcoholic. He had a marriage that fell apart, and a lot of people think he committed suicide. I don't know that that's necessarily true, because he died driving. He was flying a plane called a Long Easy, long, and then the letters EZ. It's a home-built plane. And I was a pilot at the time he was flying, so I followed that story very carefully. And a Long Easy, one, anytime you're flying a home-built, homemade plane, and you didn't build it yourself, and he didn't, he bought it from a guy who built it. And he was, he buzzed Clint Eastwood's house a couple of times. They were good friends, and it was out there in Carmel or somewhere. And, the plane sat, it seated two people, one in the front, one in the back, like a bobsled. And, like some fighter jets you see where there's one guy in front, one guy in back. And the lever to switch tanks, had two fuel tanks, was behind him. And they said he ran out of fuel and was unable to reach back to switch tanks. And that's when he hit the water. So I don't know how you could get from that he committed suicide, unless he knew one tank was low and he just thought, I'll just go up there and run out of gas. I that's not, to me, the way anybody would do it. But they also base it, I think, on the fact that he had had such, at that time in his life, he was having such a rough time. So it's not the anniversary of anything that I know of. You just played that John Denver thing, and it reminded me of all that. Now we're going to take some phone calls. The question we asked before we broke was, did you not watch the Super Bowl deliberately? You don't care anything about it. What did you watch? And I'm assuming that's why people call. Sarah is up first for whatever she's calling about. Sarah, how are you?
I'm fine, Frank. How are you?
I'm having a pretty good day. What's going on?
AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Are you calling about the Super Bowl question?
I am calling about the Super Bowl question, you know, okay. And I was a little disappointed to hear that nobody has ever heard of the Puppy Bowl.
We've heard of it.
It was
we've
on Animal Planet. I watched a little bit of it yesterday.
Yeah, we've heard of it.
Oh, now that's the best alternative. And that's the second most popular program that's on during the Super Bowl. That's an awesome show, especially when there's like a foul on the field. In the line of scrimmage, and they have to blow the whistle and come out and clean it up.
Yeah, I thought the Puppy Bowl was a halftime thing on another channel. It's an actual thing.
I think it runs all day now.
Yeah, Team Rough against Team Fluff.
So you watched that, and you didn't watch any of the Super Bowl?
No, I watched the Puppy Bowl for 3 hours, and then it repeated, and I watched it again.
Didn't you kind of already know what was going to happen?
Yeah, but
it doesn't matter. It's just puppies running.
No, you know what? People that like puppies, they can watch puppies do the same things over and over and over. All right, well, you know what? I knew there are people out there who didn't watch the Super Bowl, but if you watch the news and you watch they make it look like everybody in America, that's all they live for is the Super Bowl. And right. To a great degree, that's true. But no, there are hundreds of thousands, maybe a couple million people that they don't care anything about the Super Bowl. They watch something else. I just wonder what they watch. Now we know you watch the Puppy Bowl.
Well, who played in the Super Bowl?
The Patriots and the Seahawks. You didn't know that?
Didn't they have some problem with an underinflated football or something?
No, that's a playoff game. Yeah, you really are not.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, and that's fine. Good. That's fine, Sarah. Thank you for the call.
All right. Bye, Sarah.
You know, it would have been really, really funny, but they would have never done that. But the Lombardi Trophy kind of make it look like it
did
was
it.
Underinflated or something.
That would have been funny. Ted is up. Hello, Ted.
Hey, how are we doing?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
Very good. It's AFM.
All right. Close enough.
I'm about 100 miles from you. I didn't watch the Super Bowl. What I did was I had a bunch of reruns of Mike and Molly. I watched that.
Well, hold on.
Mike and Molly.
You watched reruns of Mike and Molly?
Yep, I sure did.
Melissa McCarthy and that big guy whose name I don't know. Wow, you got to be maybe the only guy in the United States, not who didn't watch the Super Bowl, but who watched Mike and Molly reruns.
Oh, I love it. I love it, man. I tell you.
Let me ask you a question.
I went out about 8 o'clock, and I got the heated garage and everything, and I waxed and washed my car. And when I got done, I came in and watched some had supper and watched reruns of Mike and Molly.
All right, now let me ask you a couple of questions. This thing you have for Mike and Molly, are you a big man?
No, I weigh about 230.
Yeah, that's not big at all. To me, that's nothing. So what is it about Mike and Molly? Is it her? Is
oh, Melissa I just, her? They just tell it like it is, you know, and I enjoy the economy behind it and everything. And I've called before. I'm over here in Effingham, Illinois.
My daughter cracks up every time they say on the news, Effingham.
Yeah, it sounds dirty. It sounds dirty. Pass me some more of that Effingham. Well, Ted, thank you for letting us know that. You and I have one thing in common. We actually wash and wax cars. Peon has no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, so, I've been doing that for years. I got an old Mopar. It's a 66 Plymouth Sports Ferry. I show it and everything, so I'm kind of a claim, Frank.
Good for you. Thank you, Ted.
Okay, have a good day.
All right. George is here. Hello, George.
Hey, Frank, AM and the PM.
Thank you. I'm guessing you did not watch the Super Bowl.
Well, I didn't watch a lot of it. Let's put it that way. Maybe watched about 10% of it, and I just couldn't get in the mood. But I just watched a couple of cartoons with my boys and hung out. They didn't really care about it either. So
how old are your boys? 40.
Five. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now how old are
they? 5 and 7.
Okay.
So yeah, so they were, you know, they were like whatever. They wanted to see Katy Perry, which, you know, I could care less about that too. But
oh man,
now, hold on, really? Here, George. That sounds gay. You don't care about Katy Perry? Come on, man. Have you really seen her? Do you know who she is?
Oh yeah, yeah. I saw her. It was good halftime. I didn't know what Lenny Kravitz was doing up there, but
nah, I don't care about Lenny Kravitz.
I didn't understand the Lenny Kravitz thing at all. Coming out for one song.
Nah, yeah, we didn't need him.
Now, Frank, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Who would have been the best sponsor for a commercial for the Super Bowl? Think about it for a second. Fix a flat.
He's deflated balls. Yeah, yeah, I know what that is. A lot of people, it's a can. You shoot it in your tire, and here's the thing, George.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you. My whole point here, George, is just to let the world know that you don't have to feel like a weirdo. You're not alone. Not everybody lives and dies by the Super Bowl.
So,
glad you enjoyed your cartoons. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I don't. If you have a cable or a dish, one of the two dish products, you got a couple hundred channels if you buy, you know, the big packages. So there had to be at least 150 or so other things on while the Super Bowl was on. But I don't think most people even go, let me check and see what else is on. Then they don't care. They don't know. And like a lot of things, it's as much, again, as an excuse to have a party and have people over it. And my problem with those Super Bowl parties, and I haven't been to one for 20 years, is they get to watch the game. Everybody yelling, talking, give us more chicken wings, you know, and you can't really watch the game as well. Let me, Matt on here, then we'll take a break. Matt, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you very much. So what'd you watch or what'd you do?
I went to Cabela's, man. The place was empty. I had the store to myself.
Oh, good day.
The guns.
Great move. You know what? That's a very smart move.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're right. That would be the kind of place where you got the attention of everybody working there.
Well, they were watching the game and listening to it. So,
You know what? You got it all covered. You're still a man's man, even though you didn't watch Super Bowl because you were in Cabela's looking at guns. You got the answer.
Well, yeah, I guess.
All right, Matt. Thank you.
Have a great day, man.
You too. Appreciate the call. You guys even know what Cabela's is?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
You ever been in there?
Yes,
I have. Yes.
I don't know. What is there in there that would interest you? Because it's not just hunting and fishing.
I went in there just to look around.
Yeah, I don't think I bought any.
This clothing and there's some other stuff.
You know what, though?
They have like a little general store.
Yeah, and if you walk a store like that enough, you'll go, I didn't know they had this. Yeah. You find something you wanted in there. That's enough. If Cabela's wants more, they have to pay me. That's how this works. Like American Equity does. They've been paying to be a part of this show and keeping this show alive for 24 years. American Equity Mortgage, as you know, is in the mortgage business. But it turns into more than the mortgage business because if you think, well, I know what they do, they loan you money to get a house. You know, it's true. But I'll bet as big a part of their business as the mortgage business is the loan business, meaning not the loan to get the house, but loaning you money for things that you need or to get rid of bad debt. Because that's that's what smart people do when they own homes. They use the equity in the home to borrow money for other things. They can show you how this works very quickly. They've done it thousands and thousands of times they've done this. So if you have an expense and you don't have the money, but you have a home, use that home to borrow the money. If you have bad debt you want to get rid of, use the equity in that home to get rid of the bad debt. And the number one top of the list when people talk about bad debt is credit card debt. Don't keep making those minimum payments. I hope you know the number by now. It's 314-878-9999. Please don't confuse it with any other number. And when you call, please tell them your AM and the PM. American Equity Mortgage.
Meep, meep.
Let's get a check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they're working with this crash on southbound 141 at Graboid Bluffs, and there must be lane blockage because traffic is backed up approaching Highway 30. We're looking at heavier traffic now on westbound 40 from Hampton through McCausland and downtown eastbound 40. That's slowing from Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by the Extrogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's the perfect option for a busy parent to take the temperature without fuss or stress. A gentle forehead scan is all you need. Pick one up at Walmart or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's kind of like getting up real early.
Good morning.
Without feeling like you're getting up real early.
Farmer Dave Schumacher, weekday mornings at 5.
On the Big 550.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Investments are important for every family. One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths, and Appliances has been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Your home is unique and should reflect you. Callier & Thompson designers are not only trained in the art of design, but also in the art of listening, allowing them to interpret each customer's ideas and bring them to life. Visit them today at CallierandThompson.com or call them at 636-391-9099.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most.